Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. God bless you on today. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He shall direct your path. Trust Him and believe. Amen. We can't do anything without God. We read that yesterday in John chapter 15, verse 5. It says, "For without me ye can do nothing." We can't do anything without the Lord. Trust in the Lord on today. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we love you. We believe you. We believe every word. Every word. Lord, increase our faith that we may live bold in this hour of deception and trickery and lies and confusion. Keep us in the conviction of the word of God and the word of your testimony that you loved us first and you brought us into a covenant with you, and may we not break it. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us go back to John chapter 15. We left off at verse 7. We're going to continue in verse 8. Oh, well, let's reread verse 7. "If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you or for you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples." And so Jesus is saying, ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. This is how my Father is glorified. He's glorified by us asking and believing, but we're asking in faith, and we're asking in a will that God would be pleased with. The book of James talks about asking amiss. We have not because we ask not, and we ask, but we ask amiss that we may consume it upon our flesh. We shouldn't ask for things that solely benefits us. If we ask for a promotion, that must mean that we're going to be paying tithes and offering. We're going to give to maybe homeless. We're going to do something. We're going to take care of our children, save up for college. We're going to do things not to just expend it on ourselves. And if you're single, then you need to donate. Do something for somebody else. We talked about this in earlier chapters of John. We found out the key to happiness, and the key to happiness is serving. And knowing that Jesus was a servant before us and we are lower than him, then we ought to serve. And serving brings about happiness. You know, when you serve someone else, when you give to someone else and you see the delight on their face, oh, especially children, you see the delight on their face, or a friend, even if you spoke the right word at the right time. Proverbs talk about a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pitchers of silver. It's priceless. A word fitly spoken. Sometimes you give a word to somebody, you give them a word of encouragement, it's just what they're needed. You feel good about that because you serve them in their hour of need. If you go down and feed the homeless and you give sandwiches or something, or you go and give them a blanket, or you give them a hat, and you see their humble face, those that are humble, you see their humble face, makes you feel good. Like, I'm doing something. I'm not just consuming all my things on me. That is not the way God would have it. And so we ask in the right mindset that we may be blessed and be a blessing. That we're a funnel and not a cup. I taught on that one time. I asked my class, do you want to be a funnel or a cup? And they were like, oh, I want to be a cup. I can collect this. Well, a cup is limited. You can only hold so much, and afterwards it spills over and then it becomes wasteful. And that's how a lot of people are. They hoard. But I'd rather be a funnel, because there's a lot coming in and then there's a steady stream going out. And those are the people God can use. He used funnels. He used people that are looking to be a blessing to someone else, and they're looking to be used to further the kingdom of God or the welfare of mankind. They're looking to help with cancer, or, you know, you become a doctor and you want to and go into research to cure diseases and stuff. That is a blessing. And I pray to all those that are getting ready to enter college, which my daughter is close to it as well, that you pick a career, and I don't care what it is. You pick a career and you show forth the glory of God in that career, whether it's administrative, technical, managerial, whether it's medical, whether it's political, you can show forth the glory of God in anything and be a servant to those that you are around. That we don't seek to be served, but we seek to serve. Amen? So let's look at this. It says, "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit." That's what it's talking about, bearing fruit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, goodness, faith, meekness, all those things, that's bearing fruit. That's character fruit. Then we're talking about tangible fruit. Sowing into good ground, sowing into good ministry, sowing into people that are trying to do something that is positive, going to benefit mankind, going to further mankind for something that is good. Let's look at verse 9. "As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." Jesus is doing the will of the Father. He is the Father, but he is manifested in the flesh. He's doing the will of the Father. We do the will of Christ. It's a trickle-down effect. But what is so awesome about it, if we do the will of Jesus, what he is telling us to do, then we get two for one. God is one. Holy Spirit, God, Father, and Son are all one. But we get the blessings. We get double portion. If we do what Jesus is telling us to do, we get the Father. He and the Father are one. We get it all. And so we need to do what God is telling you to do. We keep the commandments of the Lord and abide in his love. "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full." Now we're on joy. We talked about happiness. Now here's the key to joy. So let's reread that, because we want this to sink into our spirit. Verse 11 of John chapter 14. "These things have I spoken unto you about love, keeping his commandments, abiding in him." These things have he spoken to us. He was talking to the disciples. Now we're benefiting from this revelation. "These things have I spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full." If we keep his commandments and if we abide in him, and his word abide in us, we shall ask what we will, and it shall be done for us, and we shall bear fruit. And that means that his joy remains in us, and then now our joy is full. Do you see that? Our joy is full by these things happening. We abiding in him, he abiding in us. We are clean through the word. We love him, he loves us. We keep his commandment. We love one another. And do you see how all of this doesn't cost anything? Only thing that it expends is things that we don't need, which are bad attitudes, selfishness, covetousness, being jealous over people, trying to control, bad behavior, bad character. We can give all that up, and honestly, it should be given up because it's serving us no good. But here is a key about joy. Our joy can be full if we do the things that Jesus just spoke about in John chapter 14. John chapter 15. God bless you on today. May the joy of the Lord be your strength. Please join me tomorrow on The Word and Me. God bless.